I'm Jeff Hampton, and welcome to the Legacy Builders Podcast. I have helped hundreds of investors protect their assets and maximize cash flow in order to help them create a path to generational wealth. Too often, hardworking high performers find that the structure of their investments not only cause liability, but also create tax issues. And it is my job as a lawyer to ensure that it is never the case. Each week, I will provide the tools, the tips, and the strategies to create maximum wealth in real estate and other investments, as well as interview some of the most successful people that have created their own path to legacy wealth. I was on the Bigger Pockets forum and noticed a Massachusetts investor looking for some help. Darsh, an investor from Massachusetts, currently owns rental properties in Florida and Ohio, and he's looking to purchase soon in Georgia. He currently has two LLCs for his rental properties in Ohio. The problem? He set up his LLCs in Massachusetts because that's where he lives, but he ended up having to register them as foreign LLCs for properties in Ohio. His goal? What is the most optimal way for me to set up entities for my properties? Should I have a different LLC created in each state that I buy property in? Should my LLCs all be Massachusetts LLCs and then register as foreign LLCs in each of the property states? Can I use one LLC to buy properties in both Florida and Georgia? I read all the responses on the Bigger Pockets forum, and in fact, many of the commenters wanted to know the answer for their own real estate portfolio. So let's lay out all the answers to his questions, and let's lay out a plan for Darsh to protect his assets. First, let's answer Darsh's last question first. Can I use one LLC to buy properties in both Florida and Georgia? Yes, you can, but you shouldn't. Why? Because if you put multiple properties into one LLC, you're putting all your eggs into one basket. If Darsh places his Florida and Georgia property into the same LLC, and someone ends up getting hurt at his Georgia property, what do you think is going to happen to his Florida property if they end up hiring a personal injury lawyer and they bring a lawsuit against the same LLC holding both properties? Because Darsh put all of his eggs in the same LLC basket, if one of his properties is sued, then all of them will go into lockdown mode in that individual LLC, and if he loses the lawsuit, he stands to lose all of the rental properties owned by that LLC. Why? Because when the attacking attorney receives a judgment from the judge, in most states, he can then force the sale of all the properties that are within that LLC because he won the lawsuit. That means Darsh could lose all of his hard-earned assets and all the cash flow that comes along with it. So what should Darsh do? Darsh should consider setting up each individual property in its own LLC. By doing this, he can segregate each property and isolate the risk so that not all properties would be brought into the lawsuit if he faced a lawsuit. This way, even if he loses the lawsuit, the worst that could happen is that he loses one property. The last thing he wants to do is lose all of them. But even if Darsh learns that he should not put all of his properties in a single LLC, he still has the problem of figuring out which state he should set up his LLC in. In fact, he asked, should my LLCs all be Massachusetts LLCs and then register as foreign LLCs in each of the property states? Darsh is worried about something that is very common to real estate investors. Many real estate investors think they should set up an LLC in the state where they live for rental properties that are located in different states. The problem? Massachusetts laws are not very friendly for property owners. But even if they were friendly, you can never borrow another state's beneficial laws for a property that's located in a different state. In other words, if Darsh set up a Massachusetts LLC for a Florida rental property, and then let's say somebody got hurt on the property and they turned around and brought a lawsuit against him, here's the issue. It would end up in a Florida court in front of a Florida judge, and Florida law would apply because that's where the property is located. In fact, this is a concept known as home state rules control. So if Darsh uses a Massachusetts LLCs trying to get asset protection for properties he owns in other states, not only will he not get any extra asset protection, but he'll end up having to pay extra fees in order to maintain compliance for having to register not only in Massachusetts, but also in Florida, the state where the property is located. It doesn't make sense for Darsh to use this approach if there's a better way. And of course, there is. Ideally, Darsh should set up an LLC in the state for where the property is located. Why? By setting up LLCs in the state where the property is located, he is able to avoid those foreign registered agent fees and compliance for both states, and he's able to set up an anchor LLC in the state where the law would apply so that now we can introduce him to a super protective holding company strategy that will allow him to actually be protected and borrow another state's beneficial laws for properties in states that have weak LLC laws. Darsh needs a layered asset protection strategy, and here are the key components. Number one, a lease agreement or contract that he should have every guest or tenant sign. Whether you have a long-term rental, a mid-term rental, or a short-term rental, you should have every guest sign a lease agreement contract where now there are liability waivers to protect yourself, and it requires them to assume the risk of certain behavior going on at your short-term rental or rental property. Number two, the right kind of insurance. First of all, if you have a long-term rental, it goes without saying, but you need a landlord policy that actually provides you commercial coverage in the event your tenant gets hurt. If you have a short-term rental or a mid-term rental, you need to make sure you actually have commercial insurance coverage so that in the event someone is hurt on your property and they turn around and sue you for a premises liability event, the insurance company will have to provide you counsel and you'll actually have some protection through insurance coverage. The crazy part, nearly 70% of short-term rental and mid-term rental property owners have the wrong kind of insurance. They end up having second home residential policies, which provide them zero coverage, all because they failed to read the fine print in their insurance provisions that showed business or commercial use exclusions related to the rental properties. I say this all the time to investors. Go to page 60 to 80 of your insurance policy. If you see anything in there about business or commercial use exclusions, I want you to understand you are not going to be covered in the event you get sued for activity on your rental property. You say, okay, Jeff, but what if they did have basic commercial insurance coverage? Shouldn't that be enough? The problem, not all insurance companies pay, and many times the damage amounts can exceed the actual coverage that you have. So the final layer is really important for Darsh. It's known as a holding company strategy. Darsh has learned that he needs to set up LLCs in the states where his properties are located because he cannot borrow another state's beneficial laws. The problem? Darsh's rental properties are in states with very weak LLC laws. How do we borrow another state's beneficial laws and apply them to a state where our property is located with weak LLC laws? Here we get to talk about the holding company strategy. A holding company strategy involves using an entity to hold LLCs in states where they have weak asset protection. By doing this, you can now provide every one of those rental properties in those weak LLC states, you can now provide them privacy and charging order protection, which is actual asset protection. For smaller real estate portfolios, the Wyoming LLC holding company and the Delaware LLC holding company are popular choices. Why? Because both of these states have special laws that make you private from the greedy lawyers looking to do an asset search to find out who's in control of the properties, and it makes it more difficult for them to profile you. But on top of that, they also provide something known as charging order protection. Charging order protection is something that very few state laws provide when you set up an LLC. Let's say someone sues Darsh and his property in Florida that he set up a Massachusetts LLC for. Here's the problem. Both Florida and Massachusetts, if he loses that lawsuit, that attorney, that greedy lawyer, can force him to sell his rental property in order to satisfy the judgment from the lawsuit. However, if he uses a Wyoming LLC or a Delaware LLC holding company strategy, now that same lawsuit that takes place, not only will the attacking attorney not be able to see that Darsh is involved at all, but now Darsh could continue to rent out his property. He can continue to maintain ownership of that property even if he loses the lawsuit. The only thing he has to be careful about is not to give an owner's distribution to himself. By using a Wyoming LLC or Delaware LLC holding company strategy, he is creating an enormous disincentive for that attacking lawyer to sue him to begin with. Why? Because these greedy lawyers get paid on what's known as a contingency fee, which means they only get paid based upon a percentage of the recovery. But if they realize they can't make you sell the property at all, why go after you to begin with? In that situation, it would be a lot easier for that greedy lawyer to go after your commercial insurance that we talked about so important earlier. I say this on nearly every video that I do for asset protection. Great asset protection pushes greedy lawyers down to good insurance every single time. But what if Darsh owns five or more rental properties and he has other assets that he's worried about losing in the event of a lawsuit where another greedy lawyer comes after him? This is when he should consider one of the most robust asset protection strategies out there, the Arizona Limited Partnership Holding Company. In fact, to learn how this advanced asset protection strategy confuses these greedy lawyers and makes them want to quit before they even start, check out this next video where I break it down from A to Z. See you over there.